Hasse, and let's check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I wish we had some snow. I could use a day off.
Well, no, they're not going to give them the day off, but they're going to give them a couple hours late delay.
We haven't had anything.
We've had
all year.
We've had the strangest winter. We've had 7 storm watches. Okay. Now we've got 2 in February. This is our second one for February. We had none, 0 in January. We had 3 in December and 2 in November. But they've all been snow to ice to rain to snow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not been, nothing stayed around.
The biggest snow we got was about 6.5 inches so far this year. So, what the heck?
That's about 4.5 more than we got.
Yeah, it's way below average, I can tell you that. I just hope we don't make up our average with one storm. So,
I don't think so.
I hope not. So how'd your racing do, first of all, this weekend?
We caught the winner in the in the Sam Davis. The horse that I thought was going to win didn't win, but my second choice won. Solo Volante paid 14 and change. And Independence Hall, you won't see that horse running in the Kentucky Derby, that's for sure. So, Solo Volante is the turf horse that transposed his form pretty good to the dirt and ran a real nice race. My top pick, Adjaweed, was so far back, he was lucky to get third. I don't know why he was so far back, trust me. But Solo Volante moves on, and we'll see what happens. There's been some horses that ran pretty good on turf that did go on to run well in the Derby. Maybe this will be one of them.
All right. So now, the Red Sox will send Mookie Betts out and Price to the Dodgers.
Finally done. But I think I don't know if the trade still holds with the Twins. I think that part of it went away, and the Dodgers and the Red Sox worked it out themselves. And, I mean, the Red Sox are still paying half of Price's salary.
Yeah. So
this isn't a good deal.
It's a steal for the Dodgers because the money's not huge.
And, you know, you hear people say, well, they're going to lose Betts. Well, they lost him anyway.
Yeah.
What did they get for him? The only thing they got was half of Price's salary taken away. Not a good deal.
Right. He was, like you said, they were going to lose him anyways. It just didn't matter.
Yeah, but they didn't get anything for him.
Nothing. Got zero. Got
they didn't
zero
get anything for him. And they said, you know, the people that are trying to make themselves feel good about it, well, Betts didn't have a good year last year. So? You can't have a great year every year. It doesn't happen that way. I don't know what the real reason for Boston is, if it's money or what, but this was not a good deal for the Red Sox.
Well, it's, you know, Mookie Betts, let me put it this way. If Mookie Betts was an unrestricted free agent right now, every team would be going for him. His off year is better than anybody else's good year, probably.
It just doesn't make sense for a team that's trying to contend for a championship to get rid of their best player for nothing. The last time that happened was when the Yankees got fleeced by Stanton. But I don't think that the Red Sox are going to get fleeced with Betts. I mean, the Dodgers. Not a good deal.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The Knicks almost did something that they hadn't done in, like, was it 15 years
or
something?
Yeah, what they came close to winning, in 4 games in a row?
5 in a row?
Yeah. But they lost. They didn't
do it.
Yeah,
they got beat.
They didn't do it.
Well, it's amazing what you said, how with the previous coach, a 4 or 5-game winning streak was as much as saying, I'm going to fly a spaceship to Mars. And here it almost happened, which just leads to me to say again, like I said the other day, it's the players, not the coach. The players, they want to play for whoever they don't want to play for.
Yeah. I do have to tell you, I broke down and watched a few of those XFL games this weekend.
I didn't even know they were playing until this morning.
Yeah. One thing, the quality of the players, for some reason, because I thought they were pulling them out of the same pool, far better than that Association Football League, far better.
That's nice. I won't watch 1 second of that stuff.
No, but I just want let me just give you a little indication of what it was. Every stadium, no matter how big or how small it was, had about 20,000 people in it. mm-hmm. which was much better than that other league that tried to start up.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question.
Let me give you one more thing before you ask the question. See if I cover it. Mm-hmm. The big drop-off in play, the huge drop-off in play that is that stands out in this league, because actually the defense and general offensive players looked far better than the last league. Quarterbacks in this league, it's just a huge, that's the biggest drop-off. The quarterbacks in this league are really, when you're used to seeing NFL quarterbacks, the quarterbacks just aren't even close.
Well, it's a third-rate league, yeah, because it's behind the NFL and the Canadian Football League. And as far as 20,000 people going to watch the game, if they're a football fan junkie and the season was over last year, what else do they have to do? There's no baseball. Basketball and hockey hasn't reached anything yet as far as playoffs go. So next week baseball, this week baseball starts.
Yeah.
Games start being played next weekend. Let's see how many people go watch that football soon as spring training games start. We'll see how many people watch the football games. I'd wager a pizza pie with you.
No, I agree with you.
The league is still in existence in 3 weeks. They're lucky to have 5,000 people at a game.
I would say the league's going to be in existence because the WWE will put their money in it and make sure it completes at least 1 year.
They'll put money in it, but if it's a dying cow, they'll stop.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I mean, I had my friends telling me how that, like, they're going through withdrawals this weekend because there's no football. So that's the reason why I had 20,000 people. If I'm hearing people saying that there's a lot more people all over the country that are doing it. So they went. It was a novelty. They went. Maybe they were giving tickets away this weekend. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't watch anything. I don't pay any attention to it because I couldn't care less. But that could be another thing about it. How much were the tickets this weekend?
$25 to $50. That's what a ticket price will be to any, depending on what size market you're in.
Well, $25 to $50 to watch 40 guys named Joe run around. I think they would have been better off spending it on a lottery.
All right. Well, I think that's about it then in sports.
Anything else? Back to baseball. The trade with Peterson to the Angels has been knocked down, so they got to move him somewhere now.
Well, too many outfielders. I wonder why that got knocked down.
I don't know, but we'll see what happens with that. They still have to try to move Peterson.
All right. Well, as we stand here right now, I must bid you adieu and go to Papagano and find out about our snow.
I wish I had a delay today.
You don't. Get off to work.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.